It's time for Let's Chat with Rustic, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustic. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustic. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk to you about my favorite social media platform. And oddly enough, it's not Facebook, it's not TikTok, it's not Instagram, or not even Twitter. My favorite platform is actually LinkedIn. And before we really get into why that's my favorite platform, I want to kind of talk about why and how that happened, like kind of the history behind me using LinkedIn, and that will explain why that's my favorite platform now. So when I first got on LinkedIn was just starting out, and it was kind of an online resume, so to speak. And that's pretty much all it was. It wasn't really a social media platform where you could, you know, connect and provide value and all these things. It was basically an online resume. Now, when I started, I was still with the beer store at that point. And a few of the executives, a few of the senior management team started doing that. And then I thought it was a good way for me to connect with these guys, just so that way, as a part-timer, and then even as a full-timer, that was kind of a way for me to get to know them and for them to get to know me and to see all the work that I was doing down here in Windsor. And especially when it got to the time where I really started getting involved in creating, and not so much creating, but making the Returns for Leukemia bottle drive even better. Through those connections, I got to know a lot of people, and that kind of helped in a way for me to be part of a team that was headed up at a corporate office to organize the whole effort for the bottle drive here in the Windsor Essex region. So it wasn't always the same type of platform it is now. Now, using that platform now is just an absolute powerhouse to connect with others and network. And especially now, especially during this pandemic, we're not able to go and attend networking events. And that's something I absolutely love. I miss networking with other people. I miss going, having a beverage, trading our business cards, and getting to know everybody in the community and seeing what they're all about. And then telling my story there as well. Well, with LinkedIn, that's kind of like what that platform is based on. So you're able to optimize your profile and then connect with others and really start that conversation to get to know people. Now, when you're doing that, there are so many different ways that you can optimize your profile. And it's such a great way to really target your specific industry. So for example, like I really have a massive part of my connections from the craft beer industry. I have a lot of brewery owners and brewers and marketing teams and all kinds of that sort that I connected with, because for me, that's one of my dream industries. It's my dream client to work with craft breweries. And not only because I love beer and I love craft beer, but with my extensive experience in the beer store system, I know how the industry works. So I thought that was a perfect fit. Now, with LinkedIn, you really want to make sure you stand out. Now, the first way to do that is obviously having a professional profile picture. Now, one of the things a lot of people do, and especially a lot of millennials, they'll have their phone and they'll take a selfie, and then that selfie is used as their profile pictures. That's a cool background, or they're at the water, they're a bunch of trees or whatever. But on LinkedIn, it's a little more professional than a headshot on either Facebook or Instagram. So you want to have a professional looking headshot. Now, it doesn't have to be done by a professional photographer in a big old studio. I could take one now with just my cell phone and have my cell phone propped up in front of me, smile, and there you go. Obviously, I wouldn't wear a t-shirt, something a little more professional, but if your brand is t-shirts and hoodies or whatever, maybe that will work for you. But as long as it's a professional looking headshot and it's not a selfie, you don't want your arm in there, right? Now, the next thing you want to do to optimize your profile is your cover photo. Something I see quite often is when people are putting up cover photos, if they have a cover photo at all on LinkedIn, it's usually something pretty generic. It's a shot they took in their city, in the countryside, in the county, or whatever, something. Maybe it's a picture of their office, which is cool looking, but that doesn't get a lot to your audience. If a picture of the water is something that's in your industry, use that, but use a program like Canva where you can maybe fade the image a little bit and add some text over top. Really, you want to have, as soon as somebody sees your profile, you want them to know exactly who you are and what you do. So have a one sentence elevator pitch or maybe a few bullet points on your cover photo to show them exactly who you are and what you do. And then that's where the headline comes in as well. Having a very eye-catching headline that really gets your message across. What is it you do and how is it you can serve your audience? How is it you can help your audience in potential connections, right? Then that gets you to the about section of your LinkedIn profile. Now, in the about section, that's where you really want to brag about who you are, what you do, go a little more in depth into that elevator pitch, telling your connections and your audience how you can help and serve them. And then really talking about your history and how you got to where you were. Now, I know it really sucks and it's hard for a lot of us to talk about ourselves and really brag about ourselves, but on LinkedIn, this is something your potential connections are going to read right away, so they can see who you are and what you can offer for them. And then lastly, the next two things, throw out some skills. What are the skills that you have, whether it be dog grooming, whether it be in accounting, whether it be in creating wills or something in the legal industry, whether it be social media, using databases, whatever the case may be, skills that you use on a daily basis that your audience knows and they can endorse you with those skills. And then the other cool thing, the last thing is reach out to a lot of your connections, a lot of your friends that are in the industry, a lot of industry leaders that you know and you've networked with, and ask them for recommendations. And then you can give them a recommendation as well on their LinkedIn profile, because having that recommendation there really goes a long way. And it gives your connections, if they're looking at your profile, another side to the story. It shows from somebody else's perspective about who you are and what you can do, and ultimately, hopefully help your audience, help serve your audience. And then lastly, really, is you want to publish, create that content, right? You want to create as much content and as much value as possible. Like LinkedIn, or on LinkedIn, like Facebook, you want to kind of follow that 80-20 rule, right? You want to provide more value than you are pitching and selling to your audience. And really, you don't want to sell too much. But as long as you're providing a lot of value and posting great content, your audience is going to see that and engage with you, right? The other really cool way you can do that is by writing articles. Now, articles is kind of like a blog. So for what, like I do this, and a lot of people do this as well, if you can't come up with a full article on your own, if you're a blogger and you write blogs, take your blog, post that as an article, and then that article will turn into a post telling your audience, here's some more value, have a look at this article. Because one of the things I look for when I connect with people or when I get connection requests, is it somebody that's in an industry that I like? And is it somebody that I can provide value to as well as it can they provide value to me? And then what does their profile look like? Do they have an optimized profile? And do they have, are they publishing content? If I see a bare bones profile with absolutely no content whatsoever, and they're trying to pitch me on a service and something they can do for me, especially in my industry, that's something I'm probably not going to, work with somebody that's not willing to put in the time and the effort to create the content and provide that value to help their audience. And so that's why the more content you have, the better your profile looks. So that's it. This was a really short blog, really short podcast. And I just really wanted to kind of get that out there, let you know that LinkedIn is such a cool platform. And it is something that I would, if you're not already on it, get on LinkedIn. And if you're not utilizing it to the best of your ability, if you're not publishing on LinkedIn, now is a great time to start doing that. And then to do that, I want to also help you with that. I have 30 days of content that I'm giving away for free. Now, this helps you while you're creating your content and you're publishing on LinkedIn. There's 30 days worth of content free where you just have to tweak it to your own industry and you'll never run out of ideas again. You can take that 30 days and then move it around and extend it, use the same ideas for different posts for the rest of the year if you wanted to, but it's 30 days of content absolutely free. So in the description, you'll see that that link down below. It is info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle. You'll see there. And we also have some really amazing tools as well if you grab that 30 days of content ebook. So hopefully that worked for you. And I can't wait to connect with you on LinkedIn. And I can't wait to chat with you again next week. When I first started in this industry, one of the things I really struggled with was coming up with great content and coming up with great content consistently. Now, that's where I come in. I don't want you to have those same struggles. So I put together a free ebook that has 30 days worth of content just for you. So that's 30 days of social media content where you're never going to have to worry about coming up with great content to publish on all of your platforms. You could use this free ebook to publish on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and even have ideas for TikTok. So if you're tired of struggling to come up with great content and taking forever to create a single post, this ebook is for you. So if you head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, that free 30 days of social media content is yours. All you have to do is put your name and email address so I have somewhere to send it, and it's all yours. So again, head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle and make sure you never have to worry about struggling to come up with content again.